The Full Free Movement initiative, beginning on the 1st of October, will allow Vincentians to enter, live, work, and access essential services in Barbados, Belize, and Dominica. St. Vincent and the Grenadines' ambassador to CARICOM and the OECS, Alan Alexander, says this is not just about mobility, but about national growth and personal advancement.
I want to just say to our Vincentian populace that this is something that we really should embrace and we should really take full advantage of. It gives us a wider scope in which we could look at developing our countries, significant Grenadines, gives us a bigger market out there for our persons to, you know, find skilled jobs and you know, basically embrace the what the leaders or the heads of government have tried to put in place in terms of giving us full free movement. There are a lot of benefits that we could see from this, and you know, would like persons to go out and try to see how we could embrace this and make this better for us.
But while the benefits are many, concerns have been raised around safety and security. Ambassador Alexander says member states are already prepared, pointing to systems already in place through the OECS free movement regime.
Member states have been urged to enact what is called the Advanced Passenger Information System, where, you know, before you travel, there's an information system which is passed from country to country, giving, you know, details of any person who is seen as a threat. You know, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, our immigration department, you know, have been complying with this Advanced Passenger Information System. So we don't foresee it as an immediate threat. We don't foresee, we have not had such a threat since we have implemented the OECS free movement regime, and you know, currently that's operating right now, and we don't foresee that there would be any threat that is not handled the way that we are accustomed to monitor and manage any person that comes that we see as a threat coming into our island.
Ambassador Alexander also breaks down the process and reminds Vincentians of the added access and services they'll now enjoy.
I travel to Barbados anytime I want. When I go to Barbados, I'm stamped with an indefinite stay stamp, which means I can stay as long as I want to. I am free to enter and exit and enter as many times as I want. I am free to work in Barbados without the need of work permit. I can, you know, you can access primary healthcare, emergency healthcare as a Barbadian. I'm just using Barbados as an example. And you can also access primary and secondary education as a national of that state. We, in St. Vincent and Grenadines and Dominica, we have been accessing full free movement through the OECS full free movement regime before. So it is now the opportunity for Belize and Barbados to join this full free movement, and we're doing that through CARICOM.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines' ambassador to CARICOM and the OECS, Alan Alexander. As regional integration takes a bold leap forward, Vincentians are being called to see this initiative not only as a freedom to move, but as a tool for empowerment and development, both individually and nationally. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.